Young Audience Award in partnership with Fred Film Radio.
Hi, this is Niklas and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here at the 2019 Young Audience Award in Vienna, what is one of several places across Europe where today young juveniles between 12 and 14 watch three films at the same time as the whole continent and decide about the winning film together as a democratic and overall European process. And here in Vienna, I'm specifically lucky that I sit here with two 12-year-old girls, Flora and Luna, within that impressive English, that we can even have this interview in English.
My name is Luna.
Hi, I'm Flora.
And both of them are in the jury. They're jury speakers, so the highest class of jury members. Yeah, let's talk about this thing. How did you learn about the YAA and why did you decide to join it?
So the story begins where my father knows Antonia, somebody that also works here. I mean, yeah, not in the building, but that works with this whole YAA thing. And she just asked me one day, oh, why not you come and see this workshop thingy? And I'm like, yeah, why not? So I come and I'm like, hi there. I mean, I do a video before. I did a video where I just like, where you post it on the internet and then you go to school and everybody was like, oh, I saw you on the internet. And I did that. And after coming, yeah, it was just like watching films and everything and it was really fun. Yeah, I mean, I'm 12 now, and this whole thing is from 12 to 14. Let me tell you about an illegal story that I did, an illegal experience. I was there last year when I was 11. I'm so guilty about it, you know? It feels so bad. I mean, Antonia said, if your parents say yes, then your parents say yes, you know?
You have cool parents, apparently. So what about you?
So my mom has a friend that knows. I mean, she was our neighbor, and then they moved out of the house. But she knows that I want to get an actress, and I love everything about movies, theater, acting. And the friend of my mother recently just told her about this, and my mother asked me if I wanted to go. And of course I said yes, since I love movies, I love watching them, I love paying attention to them. And movies are like something really important to me, so.
Talking about European cinema, how important is European cinema to you? Do you have experience with watching European films? And what do you think is this Young Audience Award changing your perspective on European cinema?
So, European movies are actually really important to me. And I think if you're here in the EFA, you pay more attention to the movies and all the details that the people who film the movies try to, like, do. I think it's very important. I mean, it's not important. It's important if you're a jury of the EFA, but if you're a jury of the EFA, you pay attention to all of the different details, and this is actually really important to me. I love European movies, and I do watch them a lot. So, yeah.
Can you give me some examples?
For example, if you're at home watching a movie, you don't even care about it. You just watch the movie, then when you're done, you don't even care about it. I mean, maybe you talk about it with your parents, just what happened in the movie or with your friends, but you never really pay attention to the details that is actually inside of the movie. But I think if you're here, then you pay more attention to the details. For example, is the movie understandable? Do I understand everything? What is the background, the colors, the costumes?
Did it make me cry?
Yeah, I think I think it's just better if you're here because you get to know so much more about the movie you're watching.
Because of the theater or because of the people surrounding you talking to you?
Well, both actually. I pay attention to the theater, I mean, to the movie, the actors playing there, but I pay attention to the whole scene they're playing. I don't only care about the actors. Are they good in their roles or something? And this is also very important, but I also pay attention to the background. Is it good for the theme this movie is about? What about the music? Is the music okay for the theme? Yeah, so I think it's really good if you're in the EFA because you pay more attention to every single detail in the movie.
The EFA is a European Film Academy.
Yeah.
And is it common that you're defining yourself so much about this academy thing? Because it's generally, you know, like this Young Audience Award.
Yeah.
Is it necessarily the same that you, when you're here being a jury for the YAA, that you're also part of the EFA, kind of?
No. It's just a quick way for me to say it. It's the EFA Young Audience Award. I'm not a part of the EFA.
Ah, okay. let's talk about the films that we already watched. You watched, and the second was Old Boys, right?
Yeah.
From Great Britain and Sweden.
Yeah.
So what film did you like more and why?
I liked whatever that's called, the Los Bando more. I mean, to take you through the story, it's a 9-year-old girl, a 17-year-old boy, and two best friends. They're probably like 14, 13, that had this dream of being in a band, singing in a rock band, going on tour. And the 9-year-old girl being a classy cello lady that plays cello for a living. And the 17-year-old having other dreams that we didn't know about.
He would be a singer. He really wanted to be a singer, and he didn't want to work at his father's workshop. But his father forced him to do it because he thought this was his son's dream and he would have a better living if he would work at the workshop.
So you're interested in the theme that a bunch of people with very different types and backgrounds are together.
Especially a cello in a rock band, like literally a cello in a rock band, like who you don't see this every day, you don't hear about this every day,
and you don't see
the cool music they do every day. Literally,
yeah, this, with the cello really impressed me. I did never think about a cello being in a rock band or something.
Not even that, but it's a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah. But they all have their problems or dreams, wishes, and from all the different stories, they come together. Because all of them have one same thing. They all want to make their dream come true. And they all want to get... Like, they all don't want to have problems anymore. The 9-year-old didn't have friends, but she got bullied. And on the end, she got her friends. I mean, she got the band.
Okay, I think this thing is maybe a good point to this conversation. I thank you very much for this interview. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. This is Fred FM, Niklas from the Young Audience Award.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.